From the Middle East to North America to Africa, we're moving fast at the start of this Tuesday's show. U.S. airstrikes in the town of Kobani. It's in northern Syria near the border with Turkey, and it's become a problem for the ISIS terrorist group. Unlike some other towns in the region that fell to ISIS, the Kurds, an ethnic group, have fought to regain control of much of Kobani, about 70% of the city. U.S.-led airstrikes have helped, along with an American airdrop of weapons, ammo, and medical equipment. That happened Sunday night. The Obama administration says it looks like the supplies fell into the right hands. Kobani isn't the only city under attack from ISIS terrorists. Yesterday, they launched 15 attacks on Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The U.S. military says the fight against ISIS won't be quick. Spinning the globe to Dallas, Texas, some hopeful news to tell you about the Ebola virus. Yesterday, a Dallas County judge cleared more than 40 people who'd had contact with Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan. The judge said none of these people showed symptoms of Ebola for 21 days, what doctors consider the maximum incubation period for the virus. So their quarantine is over. Two nurses who apparently caught Ebola from Duncan are still hospitalized. And though Nigeria and Senegal say they're officially Ebola-free, the disease is still spreading rapidly in the West African nations of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Just mentioned Nigeria, it was in the news for a very different reason back in April. That was when the Boko Haram terrorist group kidnapped hundreds of girls from a boarding school in northeast Nigeria. The country's government says it's reached a deal with Boko Haram to set the girls free. But that hasn't happened yet, and the terrorist group continues its attacks on civilians.
Bring back our girls, the world has cried.
So girls in Nigeria are my sisters, and it's my responsibility that I speak up for my sisters.
Grown men attempting to snuff out the aspirations of young girls.
It's infuriating, and it kind of goes beyond understanding that somebody could do this.
It's been 6 months since almost 300 girls were taken from their school in the dead of night at the hands of Boko Haram, the Islamist terror group. The overwhelming majority of them remain unaccounted for. More than 5 million people have tweeted, "Bring back our girls." The social media campaign went viral in May, a month after the girls vanished, and it hasn't stopped. And now, the news Friday.
There has been a huge breakthrough in the kidnapping ordeal that launched that global campaign, Bring Back Our Girls.
The deal is expected to include the release of the more than 200 kidnapped schoolgirls.
The government announced a ceasefire, what they say is a step toward bringing the girls home.
The terrorists have assured that the girls are alive and well, and that discussions will continue in this direction subsequently. All efforts are towards the release of the girls.
Skepticism is felt by many.
We want to be able to see early evidence of this deal. It would help a lot. I'm sure that majority Nigerians are thinking exactly the same thing.
While Boko Haram hasn't yet responded to Nigeria's claim, the news has brought cautious optimism. But online campaigners say they won't stop until the girls are back. More than 180 days since their abduction. Hope and more waiting.